since we're children of understanding, having been clothed upon with the heavenlies, the grace of God, it is time now for us to enter in to the mysteries, some of the deeper mysteries of God, to establish us in our ministry and our commission and calling of the new creation in the latter days. Revelation, the 5th chapter, verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns. Having seven horns. I wonder what these seven horns of Jesus.
Sacrifice, the firstling of the flock must suffer and be killed, so that all the others might with his blessing live. Jesus Christ, our Father's begotten Son, the firstling of the flock had to sacrifice his life, so that all of us might live. With the blessing of our Father, Father's law of sacrifice. He said, I'm filling up the sufferings of Christ, that his life might be manifested in me. Paul the apostle caught up to the throne. There he was, the firstling of the flock, to the Gentiles of God's love and grace. Bearing around in his body the dying of Jesus, he made a sacrifice in his body and life, that suffering with Christ, crucified with him. You understand it? That the life of Christ might be manifested in him, to bring God's grace to the whole world. Death works in me, but Christ's life in you. Explain Paul the Apostle to those who received, but you shall be judged by the gospel I preach. If you rejected God's judgment for you, I've borne for you. It's time for you to know it. You ready? You being not able to deliver yourself, or to know God or His Son Jesus Christ, you aren't able. No way. Coming out of religious darkness, not willingly, but caught by Satan. Through the traditions of your fathers and mothers, religious babbling in earth, you weren't able to deliver yourself. Oh, I was caught up to the throne of glory. There I was made a sacrifice for you, to suffer and travail for many long years, being lashed by your flesh, every one of you. Correct? Oh, all have sinned and come short of my glory. Ooh, now I must judge them and destroy them. They followed Satan in their own way, in good and evil knowledge, my truth they have slain. That's the charge the Lord had against you. Oh. That you were presented the truth. Christ was revealed to you. And being caught by Satan, you took that truth with your own feelings. And you served that which you thought was good, which you felt was good, and you neglected that which didn't feel good to you or you thought was evil. Charges he had against you. He said, now there's no way for them to escape my judgment fire. All have sinned, come short of my glory. Now I must judge them and destroy them. Followed Satan and their own way, in good and evil knowledge, my truth they have slain. Even your family, wife and children, have turned from me to their own way. Now they stand before me judging. In judgment file, the second death. When you were presenting Jesus Christ alive in the midst, and you took that revelation of him and you began to turn it into law and begin to serve him according to your own feelings, all of the defilement that you made against him was written in the book of judgment against you. No way for you to escape. Being led by Satan with an independent demon, they have followed the way of the world. You have preached through many years, but in blindness they disobeyed you. Do you agree with those charges? How many of you agree with those charges? Oh, you agree with them? Then you should die. You should have died. You should have been brought before the judgment seat after death. Righteous he was. And there the books, the charges should have been read against you out of the books. And because you had rejected the life of Christ in the midst, that life on the inside of you, him with you always and it turned your own way, you should, and you were sentenced to die. The second death and hell to follow. Now listen to what he spoke to me and understand it. He said, now I give you the fullness of my kingdom, but the other I must cut off. Do you agree you should be cut off? Should have been cut off. In judgment fire, death and destruction, eternal loss of their reward. In love I cried out again to my Father, I again offer my body, do what you will, only let the power and the glory of your life come forth in me and deliver all of them. Learning the secret of God over all the years of my suffering, I found out that he could not refuse a sacrifice of love. Ooh. Once you got a little spirit of love moving in you, and you offered anything to him in love, he had to take it. That was his law. Ooh. So when I offered in love, ooh, my body, my life, he took it, had to. In love I cried out again to my father. I get off for my body, do what you will. Only let the power and the glory of your life come forth in me and deliver all of them. Suffering for you in my place had become a pattern of my life for many years. Each time you in your own way, you turned from the truth and went your own way. I was called upon to suffer for you. So the life of Christ might deliver you. Now we have come to the age of grace, called out from law in his love and grace. Judgment books are now open for each of you. I read the judgments by the spirit of revelation and know the charges against each one of you. You didn't know that, did you? When God began to speak yesterday and last night, about the fourth horseman, judgment time come, became my responsibility. Ooh, by the spirit of revelation, begin to read the charges of the books against everyone in the kingdom. You didn't know that, did you? Anything that comes short of perfection, you've had it. Oh, save your soul at the fire. I offer you the way. Cried to erase all the charges filed against you, to deliver your life in love and grace into his kingdom, a creature of grace. But if you resist me, you have not a chance, for the fourth horseman is riding in earth. The pale horseman of death and hell follows. Is now the judgment for you in the earth. The pattern of Abraham and Isaac. Since you are now, and you are now my obedient spiritual children, for which I, through Jesus Christ, have suffered, Oh, yes. You belong to me. God gave you to me. Did you know that? Not only you, but everyone. I can now bring you before his throne as a love sacrifice. And you and I both together, taking advantage of my sufferings, I can deliver you in love up in to my Father and spare you the suffering. Oh, 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 oh. You know why? He didn't require me to suffer for myself. Did he? Abraham, the father of Isaac, in obedience and love, brought Isaac, type of Christ, to the altar before our Father. But the Father wouldn't accept his life because a sacrifice had already been provided. So it has with you. Your sacrifice, Jesus Christ, has already provided. He being the firstling of the flock, has already provided suffering, pain, and death for you. Paul the Apostle has already provided for you the doctrine of grace through faith. Whoa. Say nothing of the sufferings of John and the others down through the ages. And I, yet not I, but Christ in me, has already worked out in love the wisdom of God to spare you of suffering and judgment. You being a partaker in obedience of the life in me, Christ ministering through me, you also now have a right for you and I to be a partaker of the love of our Father. And you can be a partaker of my sufferings in love. You don't believe that. Now, if I didn't do this, and you were released, that seal of fire broken, you were released out in your ministry, you'd have to go through the same sufferings I did to perfect your ministry. You now being the first family of God, you're also the firstling of the flock. Now comes the time for you and me to present your body and life to your Father as a love sacrifice for him to you, to bring your brothers and sisters into his kingdom, into his ever everlasting kingdom. My Father, I now present in love this your sacrifice. Now it's going to get pretty hairy around here when once the first one makes the trip. Oh, but if you will, hold on to yourself. You've never had a purging and a moving of love like you're going to have now. And understand what's going to happen to you. Instead of having to suffer to put the finishing touches on your ministry, you're going to be purged in love. Ooh. And I know we're going to lose some of you. But it doesn't matter. If it takes us 2 days to get through, we're going to do it. Ooh. Following the order of God, I bring you before the throne. And there, you and I both together. Offer ourselves, me having paid the sacrifice so far, suffering for you, yet not I, but identifying myself crucified with Christ, you understand this? And that he mortified and slayed, destroyed my old natural flesh to reveal his life in me. But now you, the children, do not have to suffer this. Your purgings can be in love. And that's what I'm gonna do, Brother Jerry. And the way the sacrifice is made is the Holy Ghost just covers you. He's the one that makes the sacrifice. Even in the sacrifice of suffering, when he first caught me, I was caught up to glory 3 or 4 days, rising and falling and drowning, and then the suffering started. Well, now you're going to be caught up in that glory of love, and then the love's going to start, and you've never seen anything like it. It's all right whether we get to the beach this afternoon or not, or whether we even get anywhere. Oh, let's let it work. All right? Let's not let the sufferings of Christ, nor the sufferings of Paul, nor the sufferings of John, nor the sufferings of any of God's people, nor even my sufferings be of no effect. Let's not try to pay for them again. Let's let the love that's revealed, bring them forth in our life, his life, and our ministry, so that we might deliver others in love and grace in God's kingdom, all right? That we won't have to waste many years doing suffering that has already been suffered for you, okay? Here's the way I'm going to do it. First of all, my suffering right before you, and I offer him as a love sacrifice that you might possess him and cover him with the power of the Holy Ghost and possess him and purge him in your love. Just let him down now, Brother Jerry. Ooh. have a right to do it. That's the only way you can escape it. Not you're going to have to do at least my suffering. You're going to rise and fall and float. And everything else. Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring you this your sacrifice of love, the fruit of my suffering, and the fruit of your sufferings of Christ. And I present her, a sacrifice of love for you to take now and possess her in love, and purge her and catch her up, into your throne in love. Just let her down there, Brother Jew. That makes it all worth it, doesn't it? Doesn't that make it all worth it? Of course, you don't want it this way. You want to do your own suffering, frustrate the purpose of God. I'd like to pay for it in suffering. It's already been paid for. This way, you relieve yourself of all past suffering, and then you can move in that suffering in love, which is the bringing forth of his kingdom in the earth, the last kingdom. It brings it forth in love because all the suffering has been paid. Tell you another thing. The first thing happened to me. The first time Christ revealed himself burning, a burning body, suffering for all these years for me, having learned over the years, having learned how I could present myself to him and let him make a love sacrifice of fire out of me, I saw him burning, floating around in the air, burning and suffering. And I began to cry out in my heart. And he began to speak how that when he brought the first obedient people to him, that he would relieve his suffering. And said, I have to bring the first body, the first church in. He was just floating around there, suffering every which way. But I knew the Holy Ghost whispered a secret. Remember, you can let him have your body to cool his suffering in. Offering in love to the Father, and it cannot be refused. He must accept a love sacrifice. So immediately I did it. And the fire hit me, and he possessed me, and brought you forth. Fire. Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring this, the fruit of my suffering, your child, to you, and I present her as your love sacrifice for you to catch her and swallow her into your throne and purge her and baptize her and possess her with your love. Catch her, Brother Jerry. Just feel yourself drown. That's it. Obedience to you, I bring this, your son and the child of fruit of my suffering, and I present him to you for a love sacrifice, that you might take him and possess him and purge him in love to spare the suffering that has already been suffered for him. Catch him, Brother Jerry. Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring this, your love sacrifice, one of the fruits of my suffering, and I present it to you that you might possess her in love and purge her and spare the sufferings that have already been paid. Your daughter to you, through Jesus Christ, a fruit of my suffering and the fruit of the suffering of Christ and all your other people down through the ages. And I present her as a love sacrifice that you might swallow into the love of the Holy Ghost and possess her and purge her with the fire of your love. Father, knowing your law of sacrifice, how that when death works in me, that life must work in my children and in your children, Father, I bring this, your child, your daughter, as a fruit of my suffering and the fruit of the suffering of Jesus Christ and all your other people. And I present her to you as a love sacrifice for you to possess her and purge her in love, that she might escape the suffering that's already been paid for. Ooh, that feeling just sucked you up. Sacrifice that the others might live in blessing and love and glory. The firstling that goes before, their flesh is sacrificed so that they can lead the others without suffering into a love sacrifice and a glory sacrifice. Do you see the pattern of God? Do you believe the pattern of God? This is the only way he can restore the years that the canker worm ate and the palmer worm, and restore them, because if every man had to suffer for their own ministry, then we never would build the kingdom of God in earth, would we? But all of us would be a continual life of suffering, and that very few would ever make it. So those going before suffered for us, so that we would not have to suffer, only be purged in love, and God's purpose might come forth in earth. Oh, Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring this fruit of your suffering, fruit of your suffering, and the fruit of your suffering of your Son, and the fruit of my suffering to you. Oh, and present her as a love sacrifice for you to swallow in the love and the glory and grace of the Holy Ghost, inside and outside. Oh, let's see, just let her down. To present you as a love sacrifice? How about Paul? John? Do you believe maybe I earned a little bit of it through suffering? Ooh. Father, ooh, in the name of Jesus, I present this, the fruit of your suffering and the suffering of your Son, ooh, and the fruit of my suffering, as a love sacrifice, that you might swallow and possess her with the love of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, it hath been done. Ooh. Ooh, just ease her down. Ooh. Ah. Ah. Suffering, I'm bringing to you and presenting them. Oh, for you to swallow him as a love sacrifice in the love and the grace and the life of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, ooh, catch him, Mother Jerry. You let love get possession. Think there's any other way to escape the fourth horseman? No other way. When he begins to speak about the fourth horseman, you know what that means? It means every time that a person disobeys in their heart, he hits them with death and sentences them to hell that follows. And there's only one way for you to escape. And that's to make you a sacrifice of love. Ooh, and let that love begin to purge you. And just keep you wrapped in that love all night. Until you're completely purged of everything. Ooh. Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring this, the fruit of your suffering. Oh, the fruit of the suffering of your Son, Jesus Christ. The fruit of the suffering of all your people. And last of all, the fruit of my suffering. And I present her, ooh, to you as a love sacrifice, that you might swallow her, possess her, and purge her with her love, your love, and escape judgment. Ooh. Ooh. Catch your Brother Jerry. Ooh. don't believe it. You know it. You don't believe it. You know it.
Father, I bring this, the fruit of your suffering and the suffering of your Son. Ooh, and last of all, the fruit of my suffering. And I present her to you to be swallowed and possessed in your love, to spy ahead of suffering and of judgment, that she might be a daughter of love in your new kingdom. Ooh, if he didn't swallow you up. Ooh, ooh, go ahead and drown in it. Ooh. Your Son is a fruit of your suffering and a fruit of the suffering of your Son, Jesus Christ, and all your people down through the ages. And last of all, the fruit of my little suffering, and I present him to you to be swallowed in your love, that he might escape suffering and judgment that's coming upon the world. Ooh, feeling to swallow you in. Ooh. Suffering and the suffering of your Son Jesus Christ, and all the sufferings of your people, and last of all, the fruit of my suffering. And I present her to you as a love sacrifice, that you might take her, possess her with the Holy Ghost of love, and purge her, and make her a child, a daughter of your love. Ooh, catch her there, brother. Child of yours, this daughter of yours, a fruit of your suffering, fruit of the suffering of your Son Jesus Christ, and the last of all, the fruit of my suffering, and I present her to you to be swallowed by the Holy Ghost, ooh, and made a sacrifice of love, that she might escape the sufferings that have already been made for her. Ooh, catch her, Brother Jerry. Ooh. Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring this, your daughter, the fruit of your suffering and the suffering of you, Jesus. Ooh, and last of all, the fruit of my suffering, and present her to you as a love sacrifice, that you might swallow her into your love and possess her and purge her with your love, making her a daughter of love for your new kingdom. Oh, I bring this, the fruit of your suffering, and the suffering of all your people, and last of all, the fruit of my suffering, I bring into you to be swallowed in the love of the Holy Ghost, and possessed and purged by your love, to escape your suffering and judgment. Suffering of all your people, and last of all, the fruit of my suffering, and present it to you as a love sacrifice. Ooh, that you might swallow it with the love of the Holy Ghost, and possess her with the love of the Holy Ghost, and escape suffering and judgment coming upon the earth. Oh, oh, that's it. Catch her there, brother. You might possess him in love and purge him in love and grace to escape suffering and judgment in the world. Oh, it's the eating down this. Present him, ooh, as a love sacrifice for you to swallow in your love of the Holy Ghost and purge him and cleanse his life in love. Ooh, feel him move down on him. Feel him just swallow you up. Catch him, Brother Jerry. Feel it, don't you? person of Jesus, I bring this, the fruit of your suffering and the fruit of my suffering, and present it to you as a love sacrifice, that you might possess him, ooh, and purge him with your love, and let him escape suffering and judgment. It hath been done. Oh, 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 Jill, you Brother Clyde, you catch one of them. No respect of person, but they're just favorites. Father, in the person of Jesus, I bring these two fruits of your suffering, and the suffering of your son Jesus, and the fruits of my suffering. I bring them to you and present them to you as a love sacrifice, that you might swallow them and possess them with your love, and they escape, ooh, the suffering and judgment. Ooh, catch them there. Ooh. Ah. I present this, your love sacrifice, into your throne. Ooh, fruit of your suffering, and the suffering of Jesus, last of all, the fruit of my suffering. I present her that you might swallow her in your love, make her a love sacrifice. Ooh, feel it just purge you. Jesus, I bring this couple to you as fruits of my suffering and of your suffering and the suffering of your son. And I present them as a love sacrifice, that you might swallow them, ooh, in your love, and purge them, and let them escape suffering and judgment of the world. Feel that love and move. To you and the fruits of the suffering of your son Jesus, and also your suffering. Oh, and the sufferings of all the Holy Ghost and all of your people down through the ages. And I present them as a love sacrifice. You might swallow them in your love and possess them and let them escape judgment. Oh, oh, be the just possession. Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I bring this fruit of my suffering, the fruit of your suffering and your Son, up to you and present him as a love sacrifice, that you might clothe upon him with the Holy Ghost and possess him in your love and grace as a sacrifice of love. Ooh, catch him there. Ooh.
Ah. Oh. Mm-hmm. It turned over. Ooh. Oh. Oh, Brother Chong.
Jesus, I present this fruit of my suffering, fruit of your suffering, of a love sacrifice to you, that you might possess him in love and let him escape suffering and judgment. Catch him. First of all,